You know, I like to think of myself as a physical football player, and putting the pads on tomorrow is going to just add that other that part of my game into how I go about going against the defense. I mean, it's hard going up against a guy like Justin Houston, Tom Ali, who are just massive men, and you know, you don't get to come off the ball and at least try and stop their momentum by hitting them. So it's it'll definitely add into make it a little bit easier on me. Maybe might make it a little bit harder depending on how they're coming off the ball. But you know, it's all in the style of game that that Coach Reed and everybody wants us to play up front.
You feel like this is kind of a payoff year for you guys? It seems like there's a lot of confidence now that you guys get
out. Oh, without a doubt. I mean, this is our third year running as a group together. Our chemistry's through the roof. A lot of guys are very, very motivated right now. And our leaders are making sure that we stay on top of every single aspect of the game, both on and off the field, getting recovered, getting back out here, and you know, playing within the fundamentals of the game, and on top of that, playing with the passion that we need to win.
You trained with Eric Berry this summer. How was that
skill? So, yeah, I mean, I was just trying to keep up with the guy. EB, he's superhuman, man. Even Superman doesn't have anything on Eric Berry, man. That guy is, you can't say enough good things about him. It's good just to have him back as a brother, but also as a leader and a football player. And you know, it's good to have him back in good spirits and everybody back on the same page, and you know, lighten up the atmosphere a little bit.
Travis, you had quite a breakout year last year, and a lot of people always say, you know, I'm gonna approach everything the same as I always have, and usually they fall crap. So has things changed at all for you as you come to camp this year as opposed to last year?
A little bit more accountability. I stepped up to kind of be the number one role with Fasano leaving. Other than that, I mean, it's all focused on getting better every single day. You know, you work on your fundamentals, you go in the film room, you see what you have to do. And on top of that, you know, there's a little bit more different things in terms of scheme that we're doing. So it's just putting all the fundamentals and everything you've worked on over the summer into playing here out on the field.
More people asking for autographs and pictures than maybe this time last
year? Yeah, just a little bit, but it's – We appreciate everybody who's coming out here, man. For them to stay out here in the heat and watch us go to work and put in this work so that we can go out there on the field and play for them, it's fun to see them coming out here and support us.
You're a young guy, though, and you're entrenched as the number one tight end here. Is it sort of weird to have, almost like a mentor to the rest of the guys when you're young yourself?
No. I mean, it's a group effort. No one guy is just going to go ahead and take the lead. I might be the name on the group, but I mean it's a cohesive effort, man. Everybody's putting in the work together. Everybody's helping each other out in terms of fundamentals and getting better as football players. So it's as a tight end group, we're just trying to become the best group in the league.
The last one, T. I know you don't do video games, right? But you rated the fifth highest rating among tight ends in the game. Madden this year. That's not about right to you?
I'll let you guys decide that. I'll just go out here and play and let my skill go out there and do the talking for me.
All right.